Okay, today's daf is Vachim Daf Pei Beis, and we are on Pei Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We will begin, again, as we have two daf left, or one daf and a half left, to the eighth parak of Maseches Zvachim. Says the Mishnah here, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Hanitanim Bifnim, Shenis Arvu Benitanim Bachutz, if, again, continuing mixtures, issues, here in the second to last Mishnah in the parak, if you have blood, that's supposed to be sprinkled bifnim, supposed to be put on the inner mizbeach. She nisarvu, that got mixed up with mitan bachutz. Yishavchu la'ama, so the Tanakhama says that they have to be poured out to the ama. They can't be used because even though, as we said in the previous Mishnah, if we have dam, that got mixed up, lamala and lamata, 1, 4, up, down, so we had different options according to some tanoim that maybe you can do some matanos, maybe you're not worried about baltikra, maybe you're not worried about baltosa, but here, where it's in and out, so that's where the Mishnah says, no, shafchula ama, because you cannot, you would not say, and this, as the Mishnah says here, you wouldn't say roin, the leslan roin, the usr lishanos be'elu, right, you can't say Rowan here, and we'll see why you can't say Rowan view the sprinklings that are not appropriate as if they were just water on the Mizbeach. We'll have to see why you wouldn't be able to say that. But if it's mixed up, Yishavchu la'ama. Tosfos, not Tosfos here, Tosfos we had back on Dav Yud, Tosfos asked there in the short little Tosfos on the bottom of Yudaba Beis, but why is this different than Lo Dami Lohada Amar, as we had on Daf Samach Gimel, Shlamim Sheshachta Behechal Ksheros, Lo Yetav Chomer Mene Iker. We had, what if I take a Shlamim, cut a column, and I shecht it in the Hechal, closer in from where it's supposed to be shechted. So in that, so the Gemara used the Lashon, if in the Azara, it is good, is the Shechita is good, then Kava Chomer, Lo Yetav Chomer, so then in the Heichal also it should be good. So here, if the dam is supposed to be nitan outside, so why don't we say, right, lo yitav acham an ikar, and surely it should be okay inside. Stosva says there, hani mili hacha deksiv al pesach o al moed, shetala hechshero beheichal. No, by shlamim, where it says you have to shechted, it says shechted pesach o al moed. So if you're supposed to shecht at Pesach Ol Moed, that explicitly said that the Ol Moed is the ultimate place, and the Shechita is Pesach Ol Moed. So that's why it can be okay b'di'eved inside. But here, by the Dam, you don't have that. By the Dam, you don't have an idea of having it Pesach Ol Moed. It's just that. You have to put it on the Mizbeach Achitzon, and therefore, we wouldn't say the Chomer Min Ha, Chomer Min Iker. If you look in the Meshach Chachma in Vayikra, in Perek Vav, he also explains this, and he says, Vav Chav Gimel, on the pasuk of Chochat Ashayuva Midama, as we know, we're going to have soon, Be'ez Hashem in the Mishnah, that any dam that goes inside where it's not supposed to be is Nifsal. So he quotes Tosfos, and he says, V'nire Lomar, Dekan Matzanu Chatos HaNechnasim LaHeichal. The difference is that there are some Chatos that are supposed to go into the Heichal. Lachain Chilka Torah HaMakom. So that's why the Torah is mechalik. These are outside, these are inside. Chitzonos lo yichazu leheichal. Legeder she hamakom chaluk lo yisarvu zebazet. By matanos of the chato, some are inside, some are outside. So that's here. So that's why you can't bring the outer ones inside. Avo lagabe achila, but regarding the shlamim, lo matzanu karbanos ye mitzvasat she yinichal in beheichal. There's no karban that there's a mitzvah to shecht and eat in the heichal. There's no such thing. Upashit. And therefore, because there's no such thing, so there's no competition of what's in and what's out. And that's where you can apply the principle of lo yeh chomer, tafel chomer min ikar. Unlike our case, by the dam, you wouldn't say that. He adds on to Tosfos because there are two different chatos, and never the twain shall meet, so to speak, in the dam. And that is why we say yishavchu la'ama. Good, that's the first line. We continue. Nasan Machutz, what if you have it, we have it, the Taroves, and I did not ask. I wasn't Nimlach, and I just used it anyway. Nasan Machutz, V'chazam, V'nasan Bifrim, if I first did the Matanos outside with my mixture, and then V'chazam, V'nasan Bifrim, so then Kosher, it's kosher. Why? Because V'chutz ones, we could assume, let's say Bila, there is mixing there is blending. So the ones that bachutz went bachutz, and then I took the ones bifnim. But bifnim v'chazav v'rasa bachutz. But if I first went inside the heichal and then I went outside, then that's a problem. Why? Rabbi Akiva pulled. Rabbi Akiva says possible, because as we're going to see, Rabbi Akiva holds the din of the Torah of chata shenichlas dama lefnim applies to all karbanos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva posel v'chachamim machshirim, and the chachamim are machshir by non-chatas karbanos. Why? Rabbi Akiva omer kol damim shenichlusu l'chaper b'heichal psulim, all dam that goes inside to l'chaper. We'll see what the word l'chaper means. Behechal psulim, they all become possible. The chachamim omrim chatas bovah. The chachamim say no, only chatas, only by chatas. That's what the Torah is talking about, and that's all that it applies to. Rabbi Eliezer omer af ha'asham shenemar kachatas ka'asham, and Rabbi Eliezer says no, also the asham, not only chatas but asham too, as we have said previously. We had back on Daf Beis, if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer saying that asham is always treated like chatas. We had it also in the first parak. Later in the first parak, Rabbi Eliezer a number of times in Seder Kachim says asham should be treated like chatas based on the hekesh of kachatas ka asham. That's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. There is a question. Some achronim suggest that maybe even when Rabbi Akiva says that when they're brought in, they are nifsal, the taroves, maybe even the pnimi is nifsal. Some of the achronim suggest. Why? That's supposed to be in there. No, because when you bring the pnimi in, so now in this mixture is mixed up with dam psulim, not just dam chitzoni, right? If the dam of the chitzo becomes pasul, then it's mixed up in here and it can ruin the whole mixture. Shemiyad says the dam zvachim. Shemiyad shehichnis ataroves lefnim. Al menas laseis bimena bifnim nifsal adam achitzon sheba machmas achnasaso lifnim. The dam achitzon is nifsal because of what's in it, because you brought it in. Umameila gam adam apnimi nifsal kidin dam kasher shenisari bedam pasol shishavich laama kidilael, as we had earlier daf ayin ches. So that is the case. Va'af sheshanon, even though we learned earlier, continues the dam zvachim sheim lo nimlach v'nasan kasher. And even though we learned earlier that if you have dam pasul mixed in, but if you used it anyway, it's kashiv at the eved, that's only according to the Tanaim that don't hold of dichui. But if your Rabbi Akiva holds of dichui, and therefore even bid the eved, it will be pasul because it was mixed in with dam imsu. Okay, so we continue the Gemara. So it says the Gemara of a niflog nami Rabbi Lazar baha. So we had earlier, Rabbi Lazar holds of the principle of rowin. If we have a mixture, you know what, just do the mixture where it's supposed to be done, and we could view, Rowan, we could view the dam that's not supposed to be here. Kilu is just water being put on them as bath. Don't worry about it. Kilu is Rowan. Kilu it's water. That's what we had back on Ayin Tesma Beis. Rowan Anias Atachtonim and Lamalan, Kilu Hemayim, the Yaksav Itin Lamalas. He asked the Gemara, why don't we say Rowan here too? Why do we say it's, you have to pour it out? Say Rowan. So the Gemara says, Hey Chilevin. No, you can't, because what are you going to do here? What order? If we first do the outer ones and then do the inner ones, so then kishem shemitzvah lahaktim al yonam tachtonim kach mitzvah lahaktim pinim lachus. There's a specific order that we're supposed to use lachadchila, and that is you have to do the inner ones before the outer ones. Those are more intense, those are more kadosh, and therefore, one is not allowed to do the outer before the inner ones. Just like you have to be mocked in the elyon to the tachton. Where do we see you have to be mocked in the elyon to the tachton? That we had already, but the source of that is the Mishnah at the beginning of Tkala Tadir, Adap Peites, where we know Chatas Kodem Lamusa, Chatas Kodem Laola, because Chatas is Balachaper. So just like the Elyonim have to come before the Tachtonim, so too the Pnim has to come before the Chutz. Rashi has two words, the Pnim Chashuv. The inner ones are more Chashuv. So you can't do the outer ones first. And if you want to do it the other way, then you're going to mess up the whole mixture. The nesiv lefnim v'hadav nesiv al-chutz. And if you want to do the inner ones first, and then try to say rowin on the outer, but kivan te'ika chatas v'asham. But since we have chatas and asham, techi nichras damal psulim, that if you bring in the mixture, their dam will become nifsal. Lo psikales, he didn't want to say just to do it because it's not always going to work. It's not always going to work because some of the damim is going to become nifsal, as we know chatas, according to everybody. Ashtam also according to Belazar. So that is why it's better not to. Tosfos here, Rashi here notes, Rashi says, wait a minute. So if you have this mixture, so it's better to do nothing? Is that what we say? Even if we would hold of Rowan, it's better not to bring the Dam in. But what about the Dam Panimi? Right? What are the Dam? If you hold of Rowan, then it wouldn't be Posel. You would be able to view the Dam Chitzoni as Mayim. So why don't you at least do the Dam Panimi? Bring it in. Ask Rashi. V'im Tomar, first skinny line. V'lif Salina L'chitzonim L'hachshir Apanimi. So are we? Well, let's start with the beginning of the Rashi. Kivan deika chatas va'asham she'im nisarvu damam b'damim apnimiim. If chatas and asham got mixed up with the dam pnimi, with chatos pnimios, lo matzi lameimar yitin b'frim v'yachar kach yitin b'chutz. You can't do in and then out. Mishum de mislichitzonim. So because of that, lo psikale. That's why the Mishnah can't tell you. You know what? Do the inner ones first, because it's not always going to work out so well. Because if you have chatas and asham, so that it's not going to work out, that dam is going to become nifsal. Says Rashi, but wait a minute. V'im tomar, lifsalinu l'chitzon l'achshir panimi. If you do nothing, then everything's just going to become pasul. At least bring it in, so the outer ones will become pasul. At least the inner ones will be okay. Why is it better to do nothing? Answers Rashi, l'mifsalinu b'yadayim lo ka'amar rebelazar. Belazar never says, by Rowan, to pasul something actively. Umutav lahamtin achkias lachama v'yifsalu v'yipaslu me'alehen v'yishvachem la'ama. It's better, rather than actively pasul one, even though that's going to be able allow you to use one and be machshirid, it's better just to leave them both, not to do anything b'sheva altase, rather than to pasul the dam b'yadayim. Better to lose both memela than to use one and pasul one actively. So that is the Rashi. Look in the Sfas Emes here. Sfas Emes knows that that's a chiddush of what Rashi just added. Rashi says that it's better to wait until shkia, until it becomes nifsal. We know there's a concept of ibur tsura, of wait until the next day when it comes to basar. When it comes to evarim, when it comes to dam. Is dam something that's going to become nifsal by shkia? Yes, we have dam nifsal b'shkia sachama for zrika. Yes, we have that principle. We had that earlier back on in the nuns or so. We had it on daf nun vav. Dam shenifsal b'shkia sachama b'yom akivu azivcho yachel b'yom hashatos avech atamakriv b'yom shiatos avech yatamakriv. Talking about the zrikas, but here the Sfas Emes asks. He quotes Rashi and then he says v'nimsa din chadash. To call Hani the Shafik La'ama, all these that we poured down to the Amma, we poured down to the pipe, we didn't know the Dam in all these cases. You have to wait till Shkia to pour the Dam into the Amma? Yes, once Shkia comes, you cannot use it anymore. That's true. But if you can't use the Dam, is there an idea of waiting? Right? You don't just pour it down right away? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. To call Hani the Ishfaf the Shafik La'ama, Mamtin Osana Dalaila, Velo Nimsa Zemafurish Bishumakum. Stam yishvach la'ama. The dafka b'sreifas kachim t'unin lif'amim ibur tzura. Dafka by meat, by basar. Sometimes we find the idea of having to leave it over to have ibur tzura. Aval dam kodim zrika ein alav din kachim psulim. V'havi rakamo hefsin mamon. V'yavi karban acher. And he quotes another problem with Rashi, but he says that's something that is unique. And then he says, the idea of a lulei pirish Rashi, right, so his uniqueness is that you have to wait to do yishafech la'ama. You don't find that anywhere. Rashi seems to say that. Mutav lahamtin achkiyas achama. And then yishfechem la'ama. So Sfas Emes says, that's a chiddush gadol. For lulei pirish Rashi, he says, hoya niralani es daiti pirish acher. De be'emes ikra davar tamul omar. De kivan de mitzvah lahaktim pinim lachutz. V'lachen yishafech shneim la'ama. Even so, right, why are we saying, what was the question of the Gemara? You're going to go out of order. Wouldn't it be better to go out of order than just to have both of them ruined? Right, wouldn't that be, that's a davar li'ikuva? Kiva de mitzvah la'akta pinim lachutz, l'chein yishavach shem la'ama, halo mutav akrav ha'pnimi achar achitzon, mishi yisbat el kol ha'karba. So that itself bothers him. L'chein yish l'farej, he says, even according to Rashi, there must be something deeper here. And he goes through, we're not going to continue, but Sfas Emes discusses, you know, what is the depth of the line of the Gemara, what is the depth of Rashi, he leaves it v'tzarech Ian. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shai Rabbi Kiva Omer v'chulu. So, we have a machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. Which type of blood that is nichnas lahechal becomes pasul? The Torah says only chatas. So that's what the Rabbanan say. Rabbi Elezer holds even Asham, and Rabbi Kiva says all karbanos. All karbanos blood that are brought into the Heichal that passels up the dam. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mashal, Lamadar Vadomeh. Let me give you a mashal to what Rabbi Akiva's Shita is like. L'talmid shemazak l'rabba v'chamin, a Talmud that mixed his Rebbe's wine, his master's wine, with chamin, with hot water. You dilute the wine with a little hot water. V'amarlo mazogli. And then his Rebbe says, dilute it. Mazogli. Mazogli. And Rashi says, as if he's saying, when he's not specifying something different, he means to say the same thing. Mazogli. Amarlo b'ma. And the Talmud asks, with what do you want me to do it? Amarlo. Lo b'chamin anu asukin. Aren't we involved in chamin, and you already put some chamin in, but now I'm asking you to do something more. So achshah, be mechamin be mesonein. So it must be now I'm asking you to do it either way, whether with chamin or with sonein. We'll get to Rashi in a second, but achanami, says the Gemara, michti b'chadas askinin va'asi. The Torah is talking about carbon chatas when it quotes this halacha of if you bring the dam in, so it's going to be nifsal. So why does it then repeat chatas? Chatas to chaz v'achman alamali. El olav, chadas kamina la. You think I'm only talking about chadas? El akol kachim. All kachim. And Rashi explains, again, if you're in context of one thing and you already repeat that thing, it must be, we might apply the similar principle, lo lamed al atzmo yatsa, el amed al klal kulo yatsa. Right? It's coming to teach me to expand the definition of the klal. Look at Rashi. Lo b'chamin anu asukin v'kimesh ani omer l'cha mazog stam b'chamin. Because I'm telling you stam in chamin hayiti omer l'cha achshav hini omer l'cha bein b'chamin bein mitzoni klomar ha'osek b'davar ein rogil lahas kiro k'she b'davar bo. If you're already involved in something, you don't have to mention it again. V'im maz kiro u'bedaito lahosev achir mimo. Right, and if you do mention it, it must be because you want to add on more. V'omer avzeh hayiti asuk bo yehi b'chlal. Also this, that we're involved in, should also be included. Not only something different, but also what we're involved in should also be included. And Rashi adds on, what's the Havamina that it wouldn't be included? What's the Havamina? So Rashi says a few lines later, Dolotema, right, similar to what we just said from the Meshech Chachma before, Chatas lo tifsol, shekein matzinu chatas nechnasas lahechal, b'chatas primios. At least some chatos, we know their dam is supposed to go in. So maybe I would have thought, maybe Chatos Chitzonios, maybe their dam don't have the problem of dam shenichnas lefnim. So the Chiddush, no, even Chatos, but really it applies to all karbanos. Okay, so that's the mashal that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel gives to help on the Rabbi Akiva, that it's the mashal of the Mizug, of the Rebbe, and he includes even more. So Maskev Arfun Abreidu Rav Yeshua, he disagrees. Michdi, it's Rabu Kala Kachim. One second. All kachim are already included. Legabi mizbeach, those two words are taken out by the shita. But either way, all kachim are included. Le'idin marika v'shtifa, regarding what the Torah was previously talking about, regarding having to do the special washing out of the kalim of the blias of the karbanos, the special marika v'shtifa. So all the karbanos are already included regarding that. Right? Rashi quotes from the Gemara later on in Perek Dam Chatas, klimatros that you cooked in. So if it was already included, chatas to chazav rachman alam ali, so if all karbanos were already included, why does it then specify chatas? Shvamina, chatas in midyachrin alo, it's the opposite. I think it could be that it's limiting it to chatas, like the Rabbanan say, and not applying it to other karbanos. V'halo damya, and really the better mashal will be as follows. Ela l'talmid shemazag l'rabo bein b'chamin bein b'tzonein. To a Talmud that mixed and diluted for his Rav in Chamin or Tzone, right? With both. Amarlo, and then he specifies, you know what? Al Timzok Liyala B'Chamin. Only give me Chamin. So that's more the Mashal, right? It was talking about all Karbanos, so then it's limiting to Chamin. So do we. It should be limiting to Chatos. So Ella, it must be a different reason for Rabbi Akiva. Ella time to Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? That he includes all Karbanos in his din of Dam she nichnas lefnim nifsal, tamid Rabbi Akiva, mechatas, vikolchatas. From the extra lashon of vikolchatas, that's where he includes it in. The Tanya, the Brisa says, chatas, ein li ala chatas, kachi kachim minayin. I only know chatas is included. Kachi kachim, how do I know all kachi kachim should be included? Tamalomar, kol chatas. Kachim Kalim Minayin. I don't know to include even Kachim Kalim. Tamalomar Vichal Chatas. The extra Vav, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So we learn the different karbanos included in the drashas. Amalo Rabbi Yosei Galili. Rabbi Yosei Galili says, no, afilu atamar bekolayom kulo. Eni shomei alecha. I disagree with these limudim. Rabbi Yosei Galili says, I disagree. I don't think all the karbanos should be included. Ella, rather, all the inclusions could be within the world of chatas. Ella, chatas, ainli, ella, chatas, yachid. Chatas, tzibur, minayin. How do I know to include karbonos, tzibur, that are chatas? Tamalomar, kol chatas. That's what's included. The ainli, ella, chatas, zachar. Chatas, nekevi, minayin. I only know male karbonos, zachar. How about female? Tamalomar, vichol, and that's what's included. So it's all within chatas, not other karbonos. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, just on the last point. Chlape laya. Should be just the opposite. What do you mean? Not only zachar, also nekeva. Most karbanas chatas are nekeva. Now, once in a while, you'll get a zachar, but most of them are nekeva, right? Chatas kitsonios, regular chatos, stam chatas is a yachid nekeva, right? So what do you mean to include even nekeva? So the Gemara says, okay, switch it. Elohi gamar, ainli elah chatas nekeva, chatas zachar minayin. How do I know to include even chatos zachar? Tambalomar vichol chatas. Periods, that's what, how Rabbi Yosei Galili darshes. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, is that what Rabbi Yosei Galili uses the psukim for? V'sav Rabbi Yosei Galili, haikra l'hachiyu da'asa. This is what it's used for, v'atanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yosei Galili omer, kol einyin kulo, all the psukim, eino medaber, ela biparim hanisrafim, v'sirim hanisrafim. It's referring to those karbanos that are usually burned outside. Parim anisrafim, masirim anisrafim, the ones that are not burned on the mizbeach achitzon, they're burned outside. Lisrop sulema beis habira. But if they become pasul, then they have to be burned. But beis habira, which is ironically someplace further in. V'la amod v'lo sase al achilaso. And an iser of eating them. And that's what Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, and Amrulo, they say to him, Chata, Shneknas Damal Fravel Efnimi Nayin, Amr Lahem, Hein Lohuva. So he says to them, you see, the Rabbi Yosi Haglili uses the psukim for something else, right? It's not for what he just included it for, with all the karbanas chatas. So the Gemara answers, Lidarav Rabbi Akiva Kamar. The earlier brisa was just his answering Rabbi Akiva, that you don't have to darshan the psukim to include kachim kalim and kachim kachim. You could interpret it other ways. I, myself, use the psukim for something else. But according to you, who are including it and using it for damshin nifsal in new karbanos, I would darshan it in a more limited way, including it in just karban chatos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, a little more relating to these ideas of dam shenichnas lefnim, the last Mishnah. We've had many. Remember, we had started 11 days ago, back on Daf Ayin Amebez. We started this Perek HaTaroves. We mentioned all of the different mixtures, at least 20 cases of mixtures in all these Mishnayos. Now we're up to the last Mishnah here in the Perek. Before Bezrem, next time we start Perek HaMizbeach Makadesh, which is a different world in the within our world of Zvachim. Says the Mishnah, Chatas shekibel dama b'shnei kosos. What happens if I was makabel the dam of a carbon chatas in two different cups? Two different cups. Shekibel dama b'shnei kosos. Yotza echan mehem lachutz. And I have them in the azara. And then one of them I took outside the azara. One of them went outside. So does that affect the one that's still left inside? So yotza echan mehem lachutz hapanimi kasher. If one's outside, there's nothing. The inner one is still fine. You can still use the inner one for matnas damim of the chatas, hapnimi kasher. Nichnas echan mehem lefnim, but when one of them goes inside, and therefore we know that's the din of chatas shenichnas dama lefnim, so if one of them went inside, so the blood that was brought lefnim is nifsal, but what about the blood that's left outside? So Rabbi Yosi Haglili machshir b'chitzon. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says nothing. The outer one is still kasher. That didn't go inside. It's machshir b'chitzon. The Chacham and Postlin, Chacham come up with a big Chiddush, Chacham say, no, it's Pasul. They're all connected to each other, and therefore it is Pasul. Let's finish reading the Mishnah, and then we will make a couple of comments. Rabbi Yosei Glili says, no, it's Kasher. I'll bring you a Svara, why it should be Kasher. What is the Dam that's remaining outside in the Azara have to do with always wrote inside? Ma im b'makam sham achshava poselas b'chutz. If you brought the blood to a place where problematic machshavos take effect, pigel, Right? Where's pigel? Pigel shalo or pasul shalo bimkomo. If I have kavana to do avodah shalo bimkomo or pasul the carbon. Where's that shalo bimkomo? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. So outside the Beis HaMikdash is a place where machshavas are problematic. So if in a place where machshavas are problematic, outside, lo asas ha-meshuyar kiyotze, but still, if I take some of the dam outside, what's left inside is not affected. So makom she'en machshava poselas bifnim. So if I think if in a place of inside where machshava does not cause problems, so then, so surely what was brought inside shouldn't affect what remains outside. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, outside is more of a problem than inside. So if outside it's not nifsal, what's left inside, then inside it shouldn't pasul what's left outside. That's his svara for his shita, and again we'll see in the Gemara a little more when we get up to it. Continue, stop there for a moment. The Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Chaf Gimel, talks about this this case. What do you do with the dam that was left over? So all the way at the bottom of the Chaf Gimel of Abayis. The context is Seir Nachshon and the, what was burned on that fateful day in Parsha Shmini. So Rashi there says, explaining the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. Remember, Moshe gets upset. He says, why was it burned? Why was it burned? He says, "Hein heina, right? Was it burned? V'kamerlu Moshe, lama saraftim oso? Hein lo huva ezdama el hakodesh penima." Right? Moshe quotes this pasuk. Right? What do you mean? Was the blood brought inside so that's why the carbon would be burned? Michlal dim huva shaper avid disarfuha. Mashva, Rashi says that if the blood, the dam, was brought inside, so then obviously you burn it right away. Alma basreifahi. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. And therefore, from Rashi, it's clear that you don't need, we were just talking about this up above. Rashi sounds like that, right? When the dam is brought inside, you're allowed to burn the carbon. It's already nifsal, it's considered a psul aguf in the carbon. You don't have to wait at all. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and he says, "Dimhuva shaber avid disarfu of a hiksha," says Tosfos in Pesachim, Daf Chaf Gimel. "Hiksha harav Rabbeinu Shlomo mi Troyes. Ha'al karchich lav shaper avid disarfuha. To hasarfua below ibert sura." Even if there's a problem with the dam, don't you have to wait in order to burn the basar until shkia? The arm parakeits at solin. Didn't we learn in Psachim, kol shepsulo bagufo yisaref miyad? If there's ever a problem with the carbon itself, it's nifsal, that you could burn right away. Bidam ubebailim, if there's an external problem with the carbon, with the blood or with the owner, let's say the owner dies, you could burn the chathas right away? No, to ubar tsuraso, right? You have to wait viyasalas refa, right? The owner died, might be, you have to let it graze. But what happens if you already shechted it? So to ubar tsuraso viyasalas refa. Vikra hachikamar, what did the pasuk mean? Madu alo achaldim as achatas, hein lehuva as dama, imhuva shaper avit shalo achluha. Not that you did well that you burned it. You did well that you didn't eat it. But you have to wait. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. If the dam is nifsal by being brought in, could you burn the meat? Could you burn the meat right away? So what's the nekudas of Machlokas? The stipler talks about this there in Psachim in Siman Tesvav. And you have to say, well, Tosfos asked the kasha on Rashi. Aye, what about psul aguf? Right? Oh, if there's a problem with the dam and the bailim, it's not a psul aguf. You have to wait. You have to say, explains the stipler, that according to Rashi, this is a psul aguf. You have to say, once the dam is nichnas leflim, so then the baser that's left outside has an inherent problem with it. Shesvaras Rashi hi, mishum sha'achilik bim psul haguf, she'eno ton ibert tzura, kodim sreifaso, ubim psul bedam, she'ton ibert tzura, kodim sreifaso. The difference between psul haguf and psul dam is not external, internal, like I just explained it. Any problem to do with the dam is an external psul, and therefore it ibert tzura is required. No, that's not how you look at it. That can't be. It must be different. Ubei, he says, k'shek psul begufo chabod in Torah, v'ilu k'shepod badam lo chal, no. El rak, says the stipler, Rashi must hold. Rak I efshar lizrok as damo kedin. Let me just find the, he says, ulefichach in anusav she'over alav laila, v'nifsal agamri mishim nosar, uledat chacham em mishna senu, she'beknisa, I'm sorry, here's the line. Amram zeo davka ladas chachamim. Avaladas Rabbi Yosi Eglili. So I skipped the line. Yeah. Lefichach eino nisraf ad sheover alav alayla. V'nifsal legamri mishum nosar. V'oz chal alav din ha-torah shel sreifa. Ulodas chachame v'mishna seinu. Shepeknisas chelek mehadam nifsal kol dam ha-karban muchach. The fact that, again, what did the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah? You bring half the dam in, the rest of the dam is pasul. So you see it's not something to do with the dam itself that goes in. It affects other things. Muchach, she'ein zerach yisarn bedam, shu'u nifsal v'yevshal azarko, el apostle she'chal b'chol ha'karban, u'mishum ka'chal b'karban din sreifa, ki'b'chol kodesh pasul. Says the stifler, Rashi must hold. How can you burn it right away? Because this is a special, unique type of psul. It affects the whole basar. It affects the whole carbon, and therefore you wouldn't even have to wait. That's what the Chachamim would hold. Rabbi Yosef Lili would say no. Only the dam that goes in is the only part that's affected. So just like the other dam that's outside is not affected, so to the basar that's outside is not affected in the same way. You just can't be Zorik. But it's not affected, and therefore you would have to wait for Eber Tzura. Tosfos obviously argues on this whole svara of Rashi. According to Tosfos, no, dam means dam, basar means basar. Any problem with the dam will have to wait for Eber Tzura. Right? L'daitam, says the Sifler, according to Tosfos, haklal kol shepsula bagufa yisarif miyad b'dam abayim don Eber Tzura toli hecha nasa maisa posel. Just depends where it is, and therefore. That's how you could explain the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Lili and the Rabbana. Good. There is also an interesting, just lumdus wise. Let's just read the second half of the Mishnah, and then we'll make that the next comment. Says the Mishnah, Nichvas lachab rav bishlo kiper pasul. If I brought the dam into the heichal, even though I did not use it for zrikos, avo bishlo kiper pasul, it's still pasul. It's still nifsal. So nifsal. Do you have to have at least in mind lechaper? That seems to be a machlokas. The Ramban in Vayikra seems to hold at least you have to have kavana lechaper, even though you don't need the actual zrikas. That's what the Ramban says. Ukfi adas azu masha amar lechaper b'kodesh inu kamashmao shezu inu mechaperes shrei nifsal abavazu aval amar lechaper shemis hechnisa lefnim al das lechaper sheyazi mena sham.
Says
the Ramban, if you don't have any kavana lahazos, then maybe it's kosher. Maybe. Doesn't say. If you look in the Rambam does not have that requirement that it have to have kavana lachaper. Okay, but either way. So nichlas lachaper. So if it's brought in, even though you didn't use it, lechaper pasul. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no achi lechaper. Rabbi Shimon says you have to actually use it. You have to actually use it for zrika inside. There is a question on that shita. You have to actually use it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, is that a psul zrika? It's the zrika itself that is posel? Because it doesn't sound that way from the psukim. It sounds like it's a psul knisa. So even according to him, it might be a psul knisa with a tnai of zrika. The problem is bringing it in. You have to bring it in so much that you even use it. But inherently, it's a psul knisa. Right? That could be. I mean, because that's what the psukim sound like. Whereas the other day, the other option is just to say that it is a psul zrika. That's the other. But again, you might say, we find sometimes that, you know, something is masked. Even though it looks like you are an act is required, but that act is just a t'nai. That act is not required per se. We have to just think of another one by Lo Sachmod. Right? The Rambam says by Lo Sachmod, at the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, that Lo Sachmod, one does not violate Lo Sachmod unless somebody pushes the other person so much until the guy gives it to him or even sells it to him. But the Rambam says you don't get Malchus for Lo Sachmod because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So in the same halacha, the Rambam says, it's a lot of shame and lice, so you don't get malchus, but you don't violate the lasakman until the guy actually gives it to you. How can that be? If the guy gives it to you, that's the maisa. So the answer given is that no. The isser of lasakman is an isser belief. The isser is that you desire it so much. But how do you measure that? The isser is only violated when you push so much that the guy actually gives it to you. But that's not the isser per se. The isser is belave, but the shear of the isser is how far that he even sold it to you. So here too, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that you might require zrika, it might not be that it is a psul zrika, but it's a psul knisa, or a psul machshava, but it's only violated once you do so much that you do the zrika itself. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mikla Shogeg Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you brought it in b'shogeg, then it is kosher, just bring it out, that does not possible. Period. Kol Adam Shep Sulim Shinin Noagabi HaMizbeach. And last halacha in this parak, in the Mishnah, any dam sulim that's put on the Mizbeach, lo hirtza tzitz. The tzitz does not have any power, the mechanism of the tzitz does not have power to bring ritzui to any other psul, ela alatame. Shatzitz maratza alatame, vina maratza ala yotze. The tzitz is only maratza, brings ritzui. The mechanism of the tzitz only helps to bring ritzui for tuma, but not for any other psul, including yotze or nechnas lefnim. Okay, Tanya. So now we have a couple of other svaras to add on to the one Rabbi Yosef Lili said in the Mishnah. So Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Lili, Kavachomer. Sfuz Rabbi Yosef Lili has the same svara he quoted in the Mishnah. Umabamakam. I mean, again, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds if half the blood is brought in, it does not ruin what's left outside. Umabamakam. Shamachshava poselas bachutz lo pasol dam shebachutz es shebefnim. If in a place outside where machshava pasels outside, and yet bringing blood outside does not pasul the blood that's left inside. Makom she'ein machshava poselas bifnim, ein odin shelo yifsol dam shebifnim eshevachutz. So a place where machshava does not pasul inside, so blood brought inside also should not pasul what's left outside. Omer le, so they answer him, no, harei you omer, asher yuva midama, afilu mixas dama, adrasha. If you bring its blood, even some of its blood, that would pasul everything. That's the drasha. So if that's true, if what you're saying is true, that if you bring it in, it's going to pasul what's left outside, so why don't you say a kal v'chomer the other way? Kal v'chomer liyosem miyata. So ma b'makom she'ein machshava poselas bifnim. Posel dam shebifnim eshebachutz. If you're telling me that bifnim, inside the heichal, machshava doesn't pasul there, and yet bringing blood in does pasul there. So makom she'machshava poselas bachutz. So outside is a place that should be worse. A place where machshava does pasul, ain't odin shiyif soldam shavachuz shebefnim. Surely you should say, according to your svara, not that I really want to hold this, but according to your svara, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even half of the dam that's brought outside should pasul the dam that's left inside. Amrulo, they said no. Harei yu omer asher yuva hanichnas posel veina yotzi posel. No special din that would go against that svara. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili back. Okay, so what about this? You keep saying v'tei machshava bifnim posel as bigal v'chomer. Then you should say, getting into the worlds of pigul and pasul again, so use the svara to say that even thinking about shelo bimkomo inside should pasul. Why? Uma b'makam shelo pasul dam shebachutz eshe bifnim. In a place where dam bachutz does not pasul bifnim, outside. Machshava posel as bachutz. If you bring the dam outside, it doesn't pasul. But if you think about outside, it does pasul. So makom shepasul dam shebifnim es dam shebachutz. So in a place where the dam does pasul inside, if you bring the dam inside, it pasul what's left outside. Eino dinshe de machshava posel es bifnim. So surely machshava should pasul there. That should also be considered shelo bimkomo. Says the Gemara. So again, they answer back. Each time he brings a svara, they quote a pasuk. Harei yu omer bayom hashlishi. Bayom hashlishi, what is shlishi? Makom sheim shulash badam bibasar ubeemurin. As we had this drasha earlier, right? Shelo bimkomo is only a place where you sometimes have dam, sometimes have basar, and sometimes have emurin, which means outside, right? Inside of the heichal, you never have emurin or you have basar. You only have dam inside the heichal, so that's why it can't be. Continuing, next svara that he suggests. The lote, again, he's bothered. You have to be consistent. If you hold, I hold, it's kosher if it's what's left outside. But you say it's pasul, I think you have to be consistent. So he has another kasha. Velote machshava posel es lachuz b'kal v'chomer. So then say, a machshava shelo bimkomo outside shouldn't pasul. Why? Uma makom shepasul dam shebifnim shebachutz. If a place, pasul dam shebifnim, if you bring the blood inside, it pasul what's outside. Ein machshava posel es bifnim, and in that problematic place, machshava does not pasul. It's not called the shelo bimkomo thought. Makom shelo pasul dam shebachutz shebifnim. So outside, where dam does not pasul, you agree. Ein odin shelo yei pasul machshava bachutz. So it shouldn't be a shelo bimkomo thought. That's problematic, according to your svara. The Gemara says, Tamalomar, shlishi chutz lezmano, pigol chutz lemkomo. As we had earlier, no, you can't, that's psukim, that's a psukim. The psul of shelo, pigol and pasul. Pigol is shelo bismano, pasul is shelo bimkomo. And yeah, the drasha is based on the Psukim in Tzav and later on as well. Period. That finishes up that section of the conversation between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Glili in the Mishnah. The Achronim also, the Chazonish discusses that if you already zorek the dam bachutz, and then you brought the other half bifnim, we're not going to say that l'mafreya is going to passel what's left. If you already used it, and you did avoda with it, then even the Rabbanan would not say that it passels l'mafreya, but it's only if it was not used yet. Good, continuing. Says the Gemara, okay, once we're talking about dam, let's talk about basar a little bit. Basar, hayotzei lachutz, passel. So we know, basar, if I bring basar outside, where I'm not supposed to eat it, I bring kachim outside the azara, it's nifsal b'yotzei. Hanichnas lefnim kasher. There's no such thing though as basar hanichnas lefnim. Just like what we started off with today, the Tosfos back on Daf Yud. Dam that goes inside gets ruined, and basar that goes outside that gets ruined. But dam that goes in outside, so inside we just spoke about that in the Mishnah. And what about basar that goes inside? So hanichnas lefnim kasher. I might have thought misvara that it gets pasled. Why? If outside, dam brought outside, does not pasle, was left inside. Basar ayotze lachutz pasle, and yet, so that's not such a problematic place. And that basar that goes outside, it itself becomes pasle. So makom shepasle, dam shebefnim shebachutz. So inside, where dam pasles what's left out, that's a problematic place. Basar nechnas lefnim ino din sheyifsal. So surely basar that's brought inside the heichal should be nifsal. It's a more problematic place. So the Gemara says, no, hare yu omer mi dama velo basar. Only dam that's nechnas lefnim is nifsal, but not basar. Again, each time we bring a svara, we defend it based on a drasha and a pasuk. Says the Gemara, kal vachomer meyata. 1 minute. So you should say a kal vachomer that it's nifsal. Uma b'makom shepasol dam shebifnim shebachutz. In a place where dam bifnim pasels. Basar anechas lefnim kasher. Dam inside pasels, and basar does not. So makom shelo pasol dam shebachutz shebifnim. Basar yosel lechutz inodin shekasher. So dam does not pasel outside, so basar shouldn't also become pasel. And we know that's a psul yotzei. But misvari, you should say, basar does not become pasul outside. Hare you omer, you can't say that. Why? Hare you omer, the pasuk says, u'basar basar de treifa lo tochlu. If basar that goes in the field, you shouldn't eat. And we darshan from that pasuk in Mishpatim, kivin sheyatza basar chutz l'mechitzaso ne'asar. If basar goes out of its mechitza, its treif, it goes out of the place where it's supposed to be, it is ne'asar, that is the source for psul yotzei. Okay, so therefore, we don't have any more back and forth about basar. There is a fascinating dasa kainim on that tosfos, on that pasuk that's quoted, on the second half of the pasuk. What did the pasuk say there? Basar basar the treifa lo sochlu, where the pasuk says, don't, you're not allowed to eat basar basar the treifa. And the end of that pasuk says, lakelav tashlichon oso. You should throw it to the dogs. Any treifa that you have, throw it to the dogs. So again, we darshan from our in our Gemara that's talking about psul yotzei. If it goes out from where it's supposed to be. But the pasuk pshat of the pasuk is that any treifa give to the dogs, anything that you're not allowed to eat. So the das akenim from the Baalei HaTosfos say a musar haskel. Why dafka the dogs? What dogs? What dogs are we talking about here? So mistama, we're talking about where would they have dogs? Let's say we're talking about a shepherd that has dogs guarding the sheep. But what happened? If you have a treifa, it must be the dog somehow slept on the job today. And a wolf got in and was matrif one of the sheep. What does the Torah say? Give the sheep to the dogs. Once they give the sheep to the dogs, the dog was the one that messed up. The dog is the one that didn't watch today. Says the Torah, give it to the dogs. Me'achar sha'keleb maser nafsha ala treifa. Kishabaz evil tarfa. He tried, he was moser nefesh, he didn't succeed. Lo tehe kafui tova kinegdo. Shekshia lacha trefa shetashlichiu I love. Bishar sheshamra ad ata. Shalom nitrefa. Vigam shomer od haacheros. Kichen derecha olam mahamid klavim lishmar tzomen hazeivim. Says the Das Akenim, put it into perspective. Put it into perspective. This dog has washed your sheep every day until now. He's going to wash your sheep more in the future. And today he messed up. Okay, he messed up, but put things into perspective. Lakelav tashlichun uso, says the Das Akenim mibali atosfos. We've used this in the past in the context of Adam and Chava. Right? Adam, right after the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Right? What happens? Everybody gets a punishment. Chava gets a punishment. Adam, right after the whole story, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves, Adam turns to Chava, and what does he say? Well, we might expect him to say, great job, look what you did. You messed up more than anything in the world, right? She brought death to the world. What would have been his reaction? What does Adam say? I'm going to call her Chava. Kihi Yisaim Kol Chai. That's the next pasuk. And the very next pasuk after that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Kosos Or, Valyal Bishem. What's the Hemshech HaPsukim? So you can say, based on this Das HaKenim, Adam HaRishon realizes a terrible thing happened, but he puts it into perspective. He's able to see beyond the present moment. And he's able to say, she's Eim Kol Chai, she's the mother of mankind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're able to see beyond the moment, so could I. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Kosnos Or, and in that way, Adam acts in a certain way, and so do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida, Keneged Mida. But it's all based on this idea of the Das HaKenim here in Shmos Perek Chavei's Pasuk Lamed. This Pasuk quoted in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, finishing up the last section for the day. Pnima, Ainli, Ela, Pnima. I only know if I bring it all the way in, it's Pasuk, into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Heichal Minayin. How do I know even just the Heichal? Tamalomer, Ela, Kodesh, Pnima. The Yomar Kodesh, Val Yomar Pnima. So why don't you just say Kodesh? Just so you can't bring it into the Heichal. You would know, obviously, Kavachomer, you can't bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim. Amarava Balzevel Imed Alzeh. No, you need both, because of the principle Balzevel Imed Alzeh, which means sometimes the Torah has to quote two words, or two psukim, because if you only say one, you would have included only the less chiddush. You have to say two to teach me that even the bigger chiddush is included, but you have to say both, because that if I only had one, I would have only included the lesser of the chiddush. Similarly, midi dahavi, atoshev esachir, two types of avadim of a kohen. Ditanya, toshav zekani kinyan olam. A toshav is not allowed to eat truma of a kohen. That's an eved who belongs to the kohen until yovel. Kinyan olam, it's eved nirtza. Sachir zekani kinyan shanim. That's an eved that's only going to be 6 years. So the Torah says both of them cannot eat the truma of a kohen. Says the Gemara, Yomar Toshav al Yomar Sacher. Why don't you just say Toshav? Say that a Kohen who is with his master till Yovel can't eat. Surely a Kohen who's an Eved is only with his master for a lesser amount of time. Vani Omer, Kani Kinyin Olamein Ochel. Kani Kinyin Shanim Lokal Shekain. Surely an Eved is only with his master for a short amount of time. So, Ilu Kain, no, the Torah says, the Gemara says, Hayisi Omer, if I only had one Pasuk, I would have reinterpreted. Toshav Zekani Kinyin Shanim. Toshav includes someone who's there forever. Aval Kani Kinyin Olam, Yehe Ochel. Maybe if I only would have had one Pasuk, I would have said, only an Eved who's there for 6 years does not eat Truma. But an Eved who's there for 50 years does eat Truma. Basachir v'limed al toshav. Shezekani kinyin olam. Zekani kinyin shanim. Ve'ena ochal. That's why you have to have both. So to hear, you have to have kodesh and penima to teach me it's not only kodesh kadashim, it's also heichal. Says the Gemara Malei Abaya, wait a minute. Bishlama hasam trey gufin inu. By toshav and sachir, it's two different types of avadim. I understand why you need both. Ta'afal gav ta'avali l'kro l'michtav nirtza lo yochal. Even though the Torah could have said beferish nirtza lo yochal. But v'idach asi b'kal v'chomer, even though I could have said it b'feirish, and the other one would have come out from a kal v'chomer, milsad asi b'kal v'chomer Torah v'kasav l'akra. Sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to write something I would have known from a kal v'chomer. Fine. Ela hacha, but here it's not a parallel. Kivan de ifsal b'heichal l'fnai v'lefnim, my boy. Here, it's the same exact case. If the Torah says, you bring it into the heichal, it's already nifsal, you're never going to get into the Kodesh Kodashim. Right? So why didn't the Torah just say heichal? And then, of course, Kodesh Kadashim. You would never have gotten in. You have to go into the Heichal to get into the Kodesh Kadashim. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. El Amar Abaya, Lo Nitzucha El Adarach Mishupash. Maybe you went through the roof. Maybe you went through windows. Maybe there are ways to get into the Kodesh Kadashim without going through the Heichal. Amalei Rabava Avoksiv Be. It says Ava, which means straight through. El Amar Rava, Kol Midi Dechashiv Alay Lefnai Velefnim, Lo Mifsal BeHeichal. What's the Chiddush? Rabbi says a chiddush gadol. If I'm thinking kodesh kadashim, then if I go into the heichal, it's not nifsal yet. Kavana plays an active role, just like we said before from the Ramban. Maybe if I'm not thinking to be zorik, it's not going to passel. So to hear, if I'm not thinking to go into the heichal, I'm thinking to go into the kodesh kadashim. So until I get into the kodesh kadashim, it's not going to be nifsal. Good boy, Rabbi. Just last section, boy, Rava. Rava asks, so what about this case about nichnas? Paralam davar shel tzibur v'sir avodas kochavim. These karbanos that are supposed to be brought into the heichal. So what if their dam is brought into the Kodesh Kodashim? Sheikhnas Dama Lafnai Vlafnim Mahu. Mi Amrina Nala Kodesh Penima. Do we say Penima means? Kalecha de Karina Nala Kodesh Karina Be Penima. Kalecha de Lokarina Nala Kodesh Lokarina Penima. Maybe the whole psul of bringing Dam Bifnim does not apply to these karbanas, because you're allowed to bring it into the Kodesh Hechal, so you can also bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim. Not a problem. Doesn't possible. Oh, Dilma, Shalom Imkomanu. Or is that called Shalom Imkoma? V'yim Tim Salomar, Shalom Imkomanu. And if it is a problem, what about karbanas that are supposed to be brought into the Kodesh Kadashim? Parvis Oshiyama Kipurim. She's a Midaman ala Batim. Vosiyam Lahechal. It went into the Kodesh Kadashim, then it came out. V'yachnitza, then I brought it back in. Mahu. Is that a problem? Mi amrina makomanu, odil mahova nafak nafak. Do I say it's makoman, or do I say no, once it went out, it went out? So, the Gemara says, that's a question. And vim tips alomar, just finishing up, hova nafak nafak, once it went out. Hiza mi daman ala paroches, fosil mizbeach vichnisan. What if I sprinkled on the paroches, then I went to the mizbeach hazav a little bit out, and now I'm going back to the paroches? Is that nichnas lufnim? Hacha vade chad makomu. Here it's one makom. Oh, dilma yitzia karina bay. Or do I say no? That's also going out or in from where you were supposed to be. So teku, all these questions are not answered. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I haven't mentioned, but really all the shiurim throughout Kachim on OU are sponsored by Rabbi Jonah. Rabbi and Mrs. Jonah Kubietsky throughout Seder Kachim. They've sponsored the daf on the OU Torah site, so we thank them for their sponsorship. Rabbi and Mrs. Jonah Kubietsky. Okay, we'll stop here.